Also, like, one of the guys defending her is like, oh, like, what if she's a doctor and it's like an emergency? And it's like, why would you be at a fucking teacher's conference if you were a doctor? Like, no offense. But
that's true, maybe a doctor and teacher.
True.
I don't know.
Or like a medical school professor.
Yeah, maybe. Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we'll be discussing the pilot episode of Hit.
Hit premiered on September 21st, 2020 on La Uno and has 3 seasons so far. It follows an unconventional educator as he tackles violence, harassment, and bullying at a Madrid high school.
Yes. So Hit is the name of the instructor.
Yes. His, like,
initials.
Hugo Ibarra Toledo.
Yes.
Which is an interesting... Like, I wonder if it's, like, a double meaning type thing. It's, like, a very specific... Like, it's not like he goes by, like, CJ or something, you know? Like,
oh, uh-huh.
Like, I wonder if Hit is, like, a double meaning for the show. Like, if there's going to be some type of intent behind that name. Yeah. But I had never heard of this, and I didn't particularly like it. I mean, I didn't hate it. It was hard for me to follow.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot going on, and it was hard for me to follow. Yeah. And yeah. It was giving, which is, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it was giving, like, soap opera a little bit to me. Which, again, not, I love the OC. Like, that's not, like, shade. That's just, like, an observation.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't watched it before either, but I will say it's definitely more focused on Hit, the character, like, and the teachers than it is the kids. Like the kids are just more like background characters, it seems.
I think they do become, because I did see that, like, Lena is a main character in, like, season 2, so I do think, like, they become more, but I feel like this episode was, like, background for Hit because he is the main character. And so I think they'll probably get into the kids more, especially as, like, it focuses on him, like, trying to figure out, like, who the troublemakers are and stuff. But
yeah, it's definitely following his life, I guess.
Right.
Like, it's from his perspective.
Which we've done a couple of those, like, at Bunheads, like, Sutton Foster's character was, like, the main one. We've done, like, a few where, like, arguably, like, Mr. Shu is the main character of Glee. Like, that's a bit of a stretch.
On the pilot episode,
they do focus on Mr. Shu. So, like, I do think, like, we have done some shows where it focuses on a teacher in the beginning, but then, you know, most of the time, like, the target audience of these shows is younger, so they're going to be more interested in the lives of the teens. So I think the, like, the writers figure that out and kind of, like, change course a bit.
To be honest, like, I'm not super invested in learning Hit's love life, you know?
Like, right.
I'm like, I don't care about a teacher in love or not, you know?
I'm going to be honest, like, we'll get into the character breakdown in a second, but I agree with that. Like, I don't care about Hit's love life, but I also thought the girl he went on a date with and the principal of the school were the same person for, like, half the episode. So I was like, okay, this makes sense, right? Like, his love life is intertwined with his professional life. Yes. But then when I realized they were two different women, I was like, oh, wait, why do we care about this other woman that he's going on a date with? Like, that makes no sense to me. So, yeah, I don't get that. But let's get into the character breakdown. We have, like we said, Hit, Hugo Ibarra Toledo, played by Daniel Grau. He is, as the description says, an unconventional educator. He used to be a teacher. He quit teaching, and now he deals with, like, troubled kids and troubled schools specifically. That's, like, his specialty.
Yeah, he seems to be not a motivational speaker, but some kind of, like, education speaker.
Yeah, it's, like, a very TED Talk.
Yeah, he has, like, a book on how to educate kids.
Yeah.
And he seems to be very, like, discipline focused. He's like, gotta get those kids into shape.
Right. It is interesting. I mean, I think unconventional is, like, a very apt descriptor. But you can tell he does care about the kids, right? Because he, like, at some points he encourages fighting and stuff, which is, like, I would say unconventional, but his techniques do.
Yeah. Like, he encourages fighting when he knows they're not actually going to fight, you know?
Right, right.
So it's, like, yeah, he's, like, using some kind of mental...
reverse psychology.
Like, yeah.
Then we have Esther, played by Olea Caldera, who is she's the principal of the school. Oh, and the school is called the Anne Frank Institute, which that's like, I don't know. I feel like Anne Frank comes up a lot in teen dramas. I mean, a lot. I think it's come up in like... I think she's come up in a few episodes that we've done.
Yes.
But I feel like, what's that like meme on TikTok where it's like, if I had a penny for every time Anne Frank came up in a teen drama pilot, I'd have two pennies, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice, you know? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not that weird because Anne Frank was a teenager. Like, yeah. That's like, so it's not that strange.
A lot of kids read Anne Frank's diary, so...
Right.
So they're like, oh, like kids will understand this reference.
Yeah. You know, I guess schools are named after, I guess that's true. Schools are named after like famous people a lot.
Yes.
I've just never heard of a school named after Anne Frank, but I guess that's because like she's not American. So I'm more familiar with like American schools, which are named after like presidents. Right.
Yeah. Usually American schools would be named after like famous American people.
Right, so I don't of know course. If
would, yeah, have a Anne Frank. But this one is
obviously,
set,
yeah.
set in Madrid. Spain, right?
Right.
So I'm not sure why they would name
something. I was going to ask, I didn't know if this was a dumb question, but I was like, was Anne Frank Spanish? Like, am I stupid?
Anne Frank's Jewish.
Well, obviously, but like.
Not in Spain.
Right. That's what I was like, yeah, why? I was like, is that a dumb question? I don't know, there's Jewish people everywhere, Amy. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could be a Jew in Spain.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe she's just, like, a famous person. So they're like, oh, we'll name a school after her.
Right, because the Anne Frank house is in Amsterdam.
Oh.
Right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, they do have, like, a...
Because... The Fault in Our Stars. They go there and then they kiss and it was like a whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
So what was she? What is? Maybe I should like look up her actual like nationality. She was
lived in Germany, right?
Right.
And then
maybe it's just like a European thing. Don't know. I feel like we might have to cut all this out for fear of the lack of American education. We don't know anything about history. Truly. I mean, I am the first to admit that I'm not a history buff.
Yeah. I'm not good with history because I'm, like, my memory is not that good. So I, like, can't really remember, like, dates and, like, places that well.
I can if I try, but I just didn't care enough in school to commit it to memory.
Okay, so they lived in Germany and then they fled to Amsterdam.
Okay, that makes sense then. So I don't know why a Spanish school is called Anne Frank Institute. Anyways, moving on. We have Elena, also Lena Vallejo Posse, played by Carmen Arufat. She is kind of like a secret bad girl. Like, all the teachers are like, oh, we love Lena. Like, she's so great. And then Hit comes in and clocks her immediately. And it's like, that girl's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what are you talking about?
She's like the mastermind behind all the problems. But yeah, she has a good front.
Good front. Yeah. And then we have Norden and Sylvia, played by Norden Botten and Maria Rivera, who are Lena's friends. Notably, Sylvia has blue hair. Norden is tall. Like, they don't get much character development in this episode. Like, they're her minions, kids. Kind of. Right. They're known as bad kids because Lena's the one, like, orchestrating their bad deeds.
Right. Yeah, I'm, like, confused why everyone thinks, like, Lena's a good kid when she, like, all of her friends are bad kids, quote unquote, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, why would you assume right. that she's, like, just a good, like, a goody two-shoes if she's hanging out with right. like, all the delinquents?
Yeah, very interesting. And then we have Marga, played by Lier Cabezas, who is Lena's nemesis. They're just getting to fights all the time.
Yeah.
Then we have Carla, played by Rebecca Sala, who goes on a date with Hit and is apparently relevant. So I'm like, I don't know why she's here, but okay. And then I couldn't figure out who is the girl he lives with. Is that like his sister or something?
I don't know. I assumed it was his friend, but
right.
I'm not sure. But it seems like she was also a teacher.
Right.
I think,
like, they know each other from teaching previously and they live together right. now, but I don't know, like, what their actual relationship, like, because it was kind of like, I assumed that they were dating, but then they weren't, obviously, because they go on a double date. But then I was yeah. like, why would they live together? I mean, obviously friends can live together, like, that's not an issue, but I was kind of like, is it his sister? Like, are they, like, related familially or something? But, and I couldn't even figure out what her name was.
Oh. Let me see if I can find her.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out from Wikipedia, but basically, like, he has a roommate that it seems they previously worked together as teachers at a school in America, and they experienced a school shooting together, and she became paralyzed because of getting shot. She was shot,
yeah.
And so I don't know, like, maybe they were previously together or, like, they were trauma bonded by this experience. Like, we don't know. We didn't get that detail yet. But they live together yeah. now.
I mean, I guess it would make sense if they were siblings.
Right.
Because, like, maybe he, like, helps her out, you know?
Right. Like, he's her caretaker. Not caretaker, because she doesn't really need a caretaker. But maybe, like, if there are certain scenarios where she needs help. Yeah.
Right. Because I don't know if she works.
Like, yeah, it's unclear.
Yeah.
Because he gives her tasks to do.
Because it kind of seemed like she was like his like secretary or something.
Right.
He was like, go search this up. Go do this.
Right. Yeah. I was like, is that his assistant? Like, what is going on? Yeah, that relationship was confusing to me. But yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, friends. They're just friends, though. They're not, like, romantically right. involved.
No, there was no inclination that they are currently romantically involved. But if they're not siblings, then they could be possibly romantically involved in the past.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Like, they could be really good exes. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Unclear. But that is, there's, like, other people. But honestly, like, I couldn't really, like, I didn't. Like, the names were not very clear in this episode. I was, like, I got Hit and I got, like, Esther. And I only got Esther, like, halfway through the episode. So, like,
yeah,
it was hard to tell who was who.
Yeah, they talk a little bit more about the kids, I guess. Like, Lena, they talk about Lena a lot.
Right.
Norden. But, yeah, it was kind of hard to tell. And there's, like, not that much information about this show online, right. too.
Yeah, and it was kind of like jumping all over the place where I was like, how are these things connected? I mean, eventually I figured it out, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can get into the plot. Carla is on a date with Hugo and tells him she needs a glass of wine since she is upset her dog died. She offers him some, but Hugo does not drink. Carla goes on about her dog Bimbo, and Hugo excuses himself and leaves the date. At the Anne Frank Institute, students set four of the teachers' cars on fire.
Yeah, so it opens with Carla and Hit on a date, and she's like, oh my god, I didn't realize her dog died. I missed that. I thought he was just sick.
Yeah, she was like, oh, he, like, I woke up and then he was like sick, and then I went to the vet. And then she was like, oh, he's the best dog, or he was the best dog. Kind of. She, like, corrects herself to, like, past tense. And then she's, like, yeah, she's, like, crying and upset about it.
sad. Also, like, the name Bimbo is interesting. I don't know if that means something else in Spanish, because in English, Bimbo is kind of derogatory a bit. I mean, it's not, like, bad, but it's, like, a weird thing to, like, name something. Like, that's, like, naming my dog Himbo. Actually, like, I'm kind of into that now that I say it out loud. Naming a dog Himbo is, like, naming a dog Himbo is hilarious. Like,
that is funny.
I take it back. I'm obsessed with her dog's name being Bimbo. I think it's kind of cute. Name a dog Himbo. I think that's Dumbo. So funny.
I don't know. Yeah.
Dumbo, Himbo. What if you had three dogs? You need them all Dumbo, Himbo, and Bimbo.
That would be actually cute.
Exactly. Wait, I like backtrack on what I originally said. Like, I take back the Carla slander. Like, I'm so sorry, yeah. Carla. But I will slander you for other reasons. Not for naming your dog Bimbo, but for being annoying on the date.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, and then we learned that Hugo is a recovering alcoholic. So he's like, mm-hmm. I don't drink. And she's like, what?
She's like really rude about it. She's like, what do you mean you don't drink? And he's like, I'm an alcoholic. And it's like, don't ask me why they don't drink. Like, just accept it. Not people. I mean, there's lots of reasons people don't drink.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of people don't drink. So.
Right. And then he ditches her because he's like, this lady's annoying, which true facts. I don't blame him, honestly.
Yeah. But I'm like, at least like come up with an excuse. You know, be like, oh, I have to go run and do something. You know, he kind of just gets up and like tells the waiter, like, oh, here's money for the bill.
Okay, he says, excuse me for a moment, and then he never comes back.
I know. I was like, that's so sad. Which, like,
I'm not defending his like behavior in that, but I will defend the right to leave a date if it's not going well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I think he should be able to leave, but I do think he could have done it in a better way. He could have been like, hey, like, I'm not really vibing with you right now and I'm going to leave. I'm so sorry, but here's money for the bill.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, unless you're like afraid for your life or something, like, I feel like you should give an excuse and be like, sorry, it's not working out, instead of just like ditching them.
Right. Well, because she says like, if you're not a dog person, right? Doesn't she say that?
Yeah, she's like, oh, if you're not a dog person, then like it's over.
Right. So maybe he's not a dog person.
He could have just said, I'm not a dog person. Exactly. Sorry, I'm leaving.
Yeah. He like pulls out a photo of his cat and he's like, sorry.
Sorry. Cats only.
Yeah. Yeah. And then seemingly unrelated to this date, we see four cars are on fire at the Anne Frank Institute, which like is like, you know, there's always bad kids at like school. I mean, like, quote, bad kids. Like, I don't think we should label children as bad necessarily because there's lots of reasons kids act out. But setting four cars on fire is like pretty bad. Like a bad deed. I don't know why I keep saying bad deed, like as if that's a thing people say, but.
Bad deed, you know, a good deed.
It's a bad deed.
Yeah, it is. They're all like up in flames. A teacher tries to like put it out with a fire extinguisher, and I was like, I think it's a little bit too late for that. It's like a little bit past that. And
then he gets hurt. Is that the guy that got caught on fire?
Yeah.
I couldn't keep all the teachers straight either. There's too many.
I was like, don't like get close to the flames. Like, what if it explodes? You know?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you couldn't, like, teachers are not paid enough to deal with that. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
They're barely like paid enough to like deal with children acting well, you know.
Yeah, but apparently kids at the school are just acting out all the time,
right? And they say that Esther's like the principal, but they say later Esther's mom founded the school, and it was like a school that's supposed to have no punishments or something. Like, it was founded off of like some type of principle of
More like free
disciplining. Yeah.
Like letting the kids do what they want, kind of.
Or right.
Like free spirited.
Which obviously, which like I do think like I guess like, you know, there are lots of people like found schools with, you know, like non-traditional ways of teaching, I guess you could say. Which I do think like there should be room for that. And also that is often a place for, you know, people with like I don't know, like neurodivergent people or people with like different learning needs, like are able to thrive in environments that aren't the stereotypical learning environment. So I do think that like should be encouraged. Like there should be multiple options for learning for kids. But obviously this one's like not working out as intended, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't really see any like unconventional like teaching at this school. You know?
Right.
It seems like kids still get yelled at and stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's not going. But so I'm sure we would learn more about the intent of the school later. But for now, it's just they're just trying to do damage control. Hitt speaks at a teacher's conference about how the future is bleak for our youth and education is their only hope. Esther's phone rings and Hitt calls her out. A debate starts between him and members of the audience. After the talk, Hitt talks to Esther about the burned cars at her school and she asks for his help. He says he is never going back to teaching.
Yeah, Hitt is like, oh, like phones are bad, kids are always on their phones, like how many people wish that like phones were never invented. I was like this is a little bit extreme.
Right. I mean, I could see the argument for like smartphones not, you know, like I think communicating from long distances is a net good. Like, I don't really see a downside to that, but like there has been like documented like downsides to like social media. And I mean, there's also upsides to them. Like it's not necessarily like a net bad, but yeah, there has been like, I took a class of like social media and happiness. It's like a psychology class in college. Oh. About like how social media like damages your like happiness. I actually don't remember if that was a takeaway, like honestly. Yeah, it's like it had to do with self-esteem and like different, we studied like different age groups and like social media effects on them, whatever. But like there is a lot of research into that, like understanding social media and its effect on people. But yeah, I think we'll have to figure out a better way to navigate it moving forward. So I don't think his point is completely, I think he's a bit extreme, but I do understand, like, I do think he's getting somewhere, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how high schools are now, because when we were in high school, like, people had phones and stuff, but, like, usually during class, like, people would just be like, oh, like, put your phones away, you know?
Oh, if anyone at my high school, like, your phone would get taken away if they saw it at all during the school day.
Oh, even during, like lunch?
Yeah. No, you couldn't take it out at lunch.
Oh. Yeah, usually, I mean, I feel like each teacher had a different policy, but I feel like most of the time they were just like, oh, put your phones in your backpack. And, like, if I see it, like, they might take it, you know? And, like, you have to pick it up after class.
I had ours, like, if it got confiscated, it would be get taken to the office, and I think your parent had to, like, get it for you or when you, like... Mm.
Yeah, I wonder if it's still the same now, because I feel like everyone like has their phone all the time,
right? You
know? So I feel like I don't know if they could take away like everybody's phone.
Right, that's true. Like if you all like unionize and like you're all like, we're gonna keep our phones out. They can't take all of our phones. Like honestly, like
yeah,
I'm like that would be like a good lesson. I'm on my phone like
way too much, probably. You know, like during the day, like I'm always on my phone. So.
Like, I don't know if they had, like, a competition between, like, the kids. Like, whoever has the lowest screen time at the end of the week gets a prize or something.
Oh.
If that would work.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. So, some of the teachers don't really agree with his takes on things. They get in an argument. Honestly, like, I felt like he talked for way too long. I was like, I feel like this scene could have been cut down to, like, 1 minute. Like, why are we seeing his whole entire TED Talk?
Yeah, you know? They're like, this is his whole philosophy,
right?
And then
yeah
he gets in like a fight with the audience, and I was like, this is awkward, you know? Imagine if you're like, I don't know, at a conference.
It's very Ben Shapiro.
Like, start like fighting with the audience. Because he kind of like embarrasses Esther. He's like, oh, like, should I take away your phone? Like, I would in a classroom.
Right.
And then like everyone's just like, leave her alone. And he's like, no.
Also, like, the one of the guys defending her is like, oh, like, what if she's a doctor and it's like an emergency? And it's like, why would you be at a fucking teacher's conference if you were a doctor? Like, no offense. But
true, maybe a doctor and teacher.
True, true.
I don't know.
Or like a medical school professor.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but apparently, like, Hit seems to be familiar with Esther and, like, with the situation going on at her school. And so she's like, your techniques are needed. And he's like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not coming back to teaching. She's like, please, I beg of you. He's like, no. Then that quickly changes, obviously, or else we wouldn't have a show. So
right. Here we are. Hit gets his 18-month chip at an AA meeting. That night, he has a nightmare about a school shooting he was in America. The next day, he shows up at the Anne Frank Institute to help Esther. He gets into an argument with some students, but Esther stops it and brings him to meet the teachers. The teachers are skeptical, but tell Hit their stories about the kids misbehaving. Esther gives him a list of the most serious offenders, and he does a background check on all of them.
Yeah, so Hit goes to an AA meeting, which I guess, like, I guess I don't really know, like, the history of AA. Like, I guess I know a little bit, but I just, like, I mean, obviously there's AA meetings everywhere, but I guess I just never really thought about, like, how truly global AA is in, like, pretty much every AA meeting follows the same exact, like, they have their mantras, they have their steps, they have their chips. Like, there's, like, you know... Like, they all kind of follow the same thing. And I was like, wow, like, that's, like, kind of impressive. You know? Like, how...
Like, the program that's, also, like, worldwide.
Right. Like, it's cool that if you're a part of it... Because I knew that, like, you can go to an AA meeting anywhere, right? Like, if you're traveling and you're like, hey, I need a meeting. Like, you would just find one online and go to it. But it is cool that, like, you could be traveling in Spain and then just go to an AA meeting. You know, like, maybe you don't speak Spanish, but, like, you can still go. You know? But... I don't know,
that's
just very interesting.
Oh, this AA was founded in 1935. So,
wow.
Long time ago.
During the Prohibition? I don't know when the Prohibition was.
not more history, please.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's around that time though, right? Because the Great Depression was like 1929 to 1939, and like the Prohibition was around there.
Okay.
Too. So. Which like that checks out though. Like having a start in the middle of the Depression, like that checks out. Because like people are depressed, and when you're depressed, you drink, and then when you drink, you get more depressed. So, science, you know.
Right.
This is not a science podcast. Please don't listen to me. Yeah, and so I did think this nightmare was very interesting. Like, I feel like that's, like, very telling. And also, like, I know they weren't, like, making fun of it. It's, like, a very serious topic. But it is just, like, I don't know. Like... The singular depiction of an American high school is a school shooting, which, like, yes, like, I'm not, it's not, like, they, because, like, his backstory is that, like, a school shooting happened at the school he taught at, supposedly, like, that's what we're inferring from this.
Yes.
And, of course, he, like, taught in America, because they show, like, an American flag to make it very clear, like, this is in America.
Right.
Which, like, of course, like, like, America has the most school shootings out of all countries. So, like, of course, like, that, like, statistically, that makes sense. But it's also, like, I don't know. I just, like,
it is kind of interesting
that a Spanish show, like, chose to do that.
They, you know? Yeah, like, they wanted to give him that background, even though maybe, like, school shootings aren't very common in Spain.
In Spain, right.
So, like, so, yeah, they're like, oh, let's give him that background, but, like, for him to... be in a school shooting, he has to be in America,
right? So exactly, like, that's what I was trying to say.
And like his friend or sister, I'm not sure, Wait, she was also there, right? So she was also teaching at the American school.
Right.
Right. So, like, I don't know why they would have, like, or, like, they just, like, lived in America, maybe? And then moved
back to Spain? Yeah, maybe they did.
I don't know.
Yeah, unclear. It's unclear. But it is just, like, because imagine, like, a Spanish teen watching this show. Like, they live in Madrid, and they're like, oh, cool, a show about, like, teenagers in Madrid. Whatever, I'm going to watch it. And then it's, like, their one – I mean, obviously, they have the news as well. So, like, they can – you know, like, I feel like school shootings here, like, make international news often. But it's, like, oh, yeah, that's, like, the depiction of American high schools. Which is, like, I'm not going to say is wrong, because I do think, like, it happens so much here that –
yeah,
I'm not surprised that that's such a depiction, but it is, like, sad that we're kind of not doing anything about it. Like, other countries are portraying our country in this way, and it's like, well, that's the reality. That's what's happening. What are we going to do? Womp, womp, womp. And it's like...
yeah, it's, like, not surprising, like, I guess.
It's, like, status quo, and, like, people seem to be fine with it. Which, obviously, a lot of people aren't fine with it. Like, so a lot of people like us, like, are, you know... mad that it's happening, but obviously no big legislation is happening to stop it, right? When there was one mass shooting in New Zealand, like, the prime minister was like, fuck that, gone, we're not doing that anymore, we're done with it. I mean, New Zealand is obviously a much smaller country, but, you know, I don't need to get into a political debate, but it's I just think it's interesting that that's how it was portrayed in the show.
It's hard to see how another country would, like, view America when we're, like, American, right?
Right.
So, but, like, yeah, I'm assuming, like, all their information about high schools is from either, like, teen dramas or from the news and, you know, what's covered in the news, like, shootings, right? So.
Right. I used to, one of the companies I used to work at, we had an Amsterdam office. So, like, we had, like, employees in Amsterdam, and they would come out to California for certain, like, meetings or whatever. And I was, like, driving this girl back to the hotel, and she asked me, she was like, should I be afraid of guns? Like, that was, like, her one thing she knew about America was, like, there are guns everywhere. And, like, in California, especially, like, where we were, that wasn't really an issue. But, like, yeah, if you go to Texas, it's much bigger of a concern. And I'll just say mass shootings don't happen in all states, but it's just, like, that is the one thing people
to see, like, a gun out and about
in
California. Exactly. But yeah, some places they, you know, they just, people just carry them around, you know?
So. Right. Yeah. Like that, what's that gun girl that she, like, did her, like, senior photos with, like, the big ass gun. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
The girl, she like had, like, the curly hair or whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. I've, like, seen photos like that. I'm like, not something to be, like, super, like, proud of.
Thank God we grew up in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when he gets to the school, he, like, people are like, who's this guy? They're, like, taking videos of him. And so then he takes a video back, and they're like, you can take a video of us, like, we're minors. And he's like, but you're taking a video of me. And they're like, yeah, you're an adult, like, we're allowed to do that. Which, like, not to side with the kids, but I'm siding with the kids. Like, yeah, don't take videos of minors. Like, that's weird. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I will say he was, like, dressed kind of suspiciously. He was wearing, like, all black, and he had, like, gloves and, like, a hat, like, a beanie on. And he was just, like, walking around. I was like, who's this, like, random, like, 40-year-old walking around at high school?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, kind of suspicious. And so they're like, go get the principal. And they go get Esther, and Esther's like, oh, what's up? Hugo, what are you doing? Let's leave. Let's get out of here. Like, stop antagonizing, like, my children. Yeah. And the other teachers are pretty skeptical, but he asks, like, for stories. And a lot of the stories are kind of, like, the kids using stuff against the teachers. Like, there's, like, one where Lena's like, oh, you make me uncomfortable, like, you're looking at me and that's making me uncomfortable, or, like, whatever. Like, they kind of, like, they threaten the teachers with accusations, basically.
Yeah, like, she, like, Esther's trying to dress code a student, and she's like, oh, well, why are you looking at my boobs, you know? Because she's like, oh, like, you're not wearing a bra, like, go change your clothes. And she's like, well, you shouldn't look at my clothes.
Which again, on that one, I do have to side with the student again, because I personally think, well, like, that specifically, like, was very, I mean, maybe there's, like, different, like, things in Spain.
The way Esther, like, worded it, I think was wrong. Like, don't tell a student to, like, go put on a bra. But she could have been like, weird. Oh, like, you have to, like, wear your jacket or something. Because, like,
I mean, I just, like,
revealing. I don't know.
Right. I just, like, don't think dress codes. I mean, also, like, the culture in Spain is going to be different than America. But, like, I don't think dress codes. Like, I think there needs to be, like, I think there should be, like, the most minimal dress code possible. Like, yeah, don't show up to school, like, naked, obviously. Like, we need you to, like, be covered. But, like, mm-hmm. I just don't think instituting, like, strict dress codes is doing anything to help students learn, you know?
Yeah.
And also, true. Like, I don't think, like, girls must wear bras is, like, a very weird dress code rule.
That's a weird thing to, like, say to a kid.
Yeah. And I remember, like, teachers in high school, because, like, my high school had a really strict dress code, but I remember there were some teachers that were like, I will never dress code you because I do not think as an adult I should be paying attention to how students are dressed. Like, that feels creepy to me, and I do not care because I should not be paying attention to that, which is kind of how I think it should go. Because, like, yeah, like, why are you noticing that this teenage girl is not wearing a bra? Like, you shouldn't be paying attention to that. Like, that's kind of how I feel about adults and, like, minors.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you look at someone, though, like, you do see, like, you don't, like, just see their face. You know, you, like.
I agree. And there are certain in cases. Like, if she was walking around in just a bra, that's one thing, right? Like, obviously, you're going to be like, hey, put a shirt on, please.
But, like, most things are okay. Like, tank tops are fine. Like, whatever. You know?
Right. Exactly. Like, if you have, like, full, like, if there's, like, boobs or butt out or something like that, like, that's, you know, be like, hey, let's put on clothes. But like, if a bra strap is showing, like, I don't need a male or even like a male teacher or like an adult teacher at all to be like, hey, like, your bra strap is showing. It's like, why are you paying? I mean, obviously you might notice it, but why are you paying? Like, why are you saying it? You know, like,
it's also like, it's a bra strap, like, you know, like, who cares, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, oh, like you, oops, so you know why I'm wearing a bra. Like, that's not a big deal.
Like, right, and it's also like, do you want me to wear a bra or not? Like, you say I can't not wear a bra, but then if I'm wearing a bra, my bra strap showing, that's also wrong. Like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's just, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I personally have dress code trauma, so.
Okay, And then another teacher is like, oh, some kids were smoking weed. And then, like, when he goes, like, confronts them about it, they're like, they won't put out, like, the joints. And then he, like, grabs it. And then the student's like, oh, you, like, burned my lip because you grabbed it from my hand.
Right. And then one of the teachers is like, well, yeah, you can't do that. You can't grab a student. It's like, I mean, again, correct. Like, it's like these teachers are kind of like being pushed to the brink where they do something where it's like a teacher shouldn't have done that. But the student was also acting out up to that point.
Yeah. I feel like these teachers also need some training. You know, like, I feel like that's not an uncommon situation where a kid will do something and then they'll like push back against the teacher. Like, you shouldn't just like lose your cool and like assault them. Or whatever, you know, like, you should, like, know how to deal with it. But
yeah, well, because, like, if there's no punishment at the school, then, like, there's not much, like, there's no reason for the kids to behave, right? Like, and I don't think, I don't know, like, I don't necessarily think, like, detention or suspension, expulsion is the answer. But if there's nothing, then, you know, like, actions have consequences. Like, I think that is a lesson to be told, to be taught to kids in general. How like typical schools do that isn't necessarily the answer, but there should be something. Yeah. And then Esther like has a list compiled where she's like, these are the bad ones, these are the bad apples, here you go. And then so Hit brings that home. He has his roommate slash friend slash sister do background investigations on all of them, and then he's looking through the list and he's like, where's that girl, where's she at? And she's like, what girl? And she's like, he's like, he figures out it's Lena. Yeah, he's like, why is Lena not on the list? It's like, who knows? And like,
Lena she was like in a almost fight earlier, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like that. She's the one who's like, okay, well, then fight if you guys want to fight, because like the principal's like her trying to keep them apart.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, fight. And then they like don't actually fight because then, you know, they're like all
it's
talk.
No fun. Yeah. Yeah, it's like if they're gonna tell, if a teacher's telling me to, then I don't want to anymore.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, she seems kind of problematic, you know? So I don't know why she wouldn't be on the list.
Right.
At first I thought like maybe like her parents were rich or something, so like got her out of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, unclear. Interesting. She's just a very good mastermind, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Lena turns 17 and her parents throw her a party and get her a new phone. She brags to her friends about the new phone, but afterward she is attacked and a video of her is posted online. Esther and Hit both see the video, but Hit thinks it is fake. Lena tells Esther about the attack and she believes her. At school, Hit talks to the list of kids in the gym, but they do not like him and leave. He tells the teachers it went well, but Lena should also be on the list.
So also her parents are like, wow, Lena, you're such a good kid. Your grades are so good. Like, you don't, like, date boys or you don't get into trouble. And then she's like, yeah, of course not. And then they give her, like, a new phone.
They also say, like, last year you had such a hard year, you got held back. So she's, like, a sophomore, but she's 17. And so they kind of allude to something, but it's unclear, like, why. Like, what happened? Why she got held back? Like...
Yeah.
Unclear. So,
yeah, especially
but they obviously
she
think she's
grades.
A good kid. Right.
Sure. Unless, like, so she wonder, just gets good grades because she's, like, repeating the year. I don't know.
Oh, like, now she has good grades because she's already like, learned everything. Yeah. So there's something there. Because I'm, like, wondering if she was doing bad stuff, but then it got, like, flipped. And it's like, oh, my God, like, Lena's being bullied or something. You know, like, it got flipped the other way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or like maybe she just had to leave school. You know, like something happened and she just had to leave. So she did repeat the grade because she never finished it. Rather than like flunking
true.
Out.
Uh-huh.
Like that
or she
could
was
be
like
it.
Sick or something.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, but then like a couple kids like kind of kidnap her. Or like,
right.
like cover her head and like push her to like a secluded area.
Right.
And then
and
they like... They, like, take a video of her, like, peeing.
Yeah, they're, like, yell at her. They're, like, yelling at her to, like, pee in the corner. And then, I'm not sure, it's, like, very weird. Like, it's, like, unclear what, why? Like.
I was a bit confused. Like, just to, like, embarrass her, I guess. Because, like, they don't show anything. They, like, show, like, her legs. So, like, they don't, like, actually, like, show her, like, private parts or anything.
Right.
But, like, it's just, like, embarrassing, I guess.
Yeah. And then Hit sees the video and he's like, that's fake. She's acting. I'm like, what? Like, I was like, don't blame the victim.
Oh.
But turns out he's right. Like, what the fuck? Like.
Yeah. It is a very strange thing to do, I think. Especially, like.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. To, like, make yourself, like, the victim. I feel like she should, like. I don't know. That's, like, just, like, a weird thing, like, having a video of yourself peeing.
Right,
and,
like
you orchestrated it. Like, what?
Right. Like, I understand, like, she, like, doesn't want them to think she's, like, the mastermind, right? So she's like, oh, I have to play the victim. I have to convince them that I'm the victim here. So I get that part, but I agree. Like, why is your first thought, like, oh, I want... to fake someone forcing me to pee on camera and then it's going to go viral. Because that's, like, embarrassing. Why would you want that out there? But I guess maybe she had to pick something that's, like, so embarrassing that no one would think she faked it, you know?
That's true. Yeah,
like,
that's true.
If you're trying to, like, play the victim, you maybe, like, if people were going to be suspicious of it being fake, it would, like... But who would, like, pee on camera voluntarily? Because that's what she's doing, which is very weird.
Right.
So that, I mean, that's my only guess. Or else she's like so psychotic that she's like, this is the plan. Like, I don't know. But her friends must think she's like batshit, because like, who, like, if like one of our friends came to us and was like, Amy, Gina, like, pretend to kidnap me and then force me to pee on camera, we'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, that's such a weird thing.
No. I wonder if they like faked the peeing, maybe, like just like pouring water on the ground. So maybe they thought it was like easy to fake. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
But it is like a very embarrassing thing.
Even, you know? Even if it is fake, like, for people to think that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, no. Like, I don't know. Like, they could have given her like a fake black eye or something, you know? She's like, oh, like someone punched me. Or I don't know.
Hit brings in the list of the delinquents into the gym, and they all have a discussion, and he says, you all have a disease and you need a cure, and I am the cure. And I was like, I understand the metaphor, but also I don't know if the kids are going to be the most receptive to that metaphor.
Yeah, he's like having them sit in a circle, kind of like in the AA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, going to get them. Maybe he's trying to, like, get to the root of their issues, like, have them kind of go to therapy, basically. Being like, why are you acting out all the time?
Yeah. 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 So they all are like, yeah, we don't want to do this. And they all leave. And then it's lunchtime and which I also thought this was weird, which I don't know. My school didn't have a cafeteria, but the teachers are just eating at their own table in the cafeteria, which that I was like, that feels odd to me. Okay.
We had like a teacher's lounge, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Or they would just eat in their classroom or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're all eating together and they're like, oh, how'd it go? And it's like, oh, it went very well. And they're like, they all left in the middle. Like, what do you mean very well? He's like, it went very well. Like, I know what I'm doing. And then he's like, but what about Lena? Why is she not on the list? And that's when they're all like, we love Lena. And they're like, he's like,
Lena's an angel.
She's a psychopath. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And I'm like, she's not even really hiding it. So I'm like, I don't know why the teachers aren't seeing this. Because she, like, very clearly, like, pushed Marga. Like, on the stairs. Yeah. And then she's, like, always getting into fights.
Yeah, like, and he sees it. He's been there a day, and he's noticed multiple instances where she's like, because he says when he gets into the confrontation with Lorden, and she's like, Lena's the one that's like, hey, back up.
Yeah,
like, and he's like, if she can like order him to do things, and he's like a big guy, like she's in control.
Yeah, like she's the only one he'll listen to, so it's like interesting.
Yeah. But also, like, I feel like her guard was down a bit because she didn't know who he was. Right? Like, she didn't know who Hit was. Like, maybe she's a bit more careful around the teachers because she knows that they're teachers.
Yeah, that's true.
But if she's, like, this rando, I don't know.
Yeah. And he's also alleging that, like, Lena was behind setting the cars on fire.
Right.
He's like, oh, well, none of these kids did it. And they're like, well, all of these kids are really bad, so they probably did it. And he's like,
right.
It was Lena.
Which, like, I don't think Lena did it, but I think she maybe orchestrated it, right? Like, Hit is saying, like, she didn't light the fire.
Yeah.
But she sent the kids to light the fire.
Yes. She's like the mob boss. Sending people out on orders.
This is such a wild, like, theory, but she is quite the, well, I mean, we see that she orchestrated the video. Like, we see her, like, telling her friends to do stuff. I'm like, why did you go along with this? I don't understand.
Yeah. But, like, Hit tells the other teachers, like, oh, actually, that video was fake.
Right.
And he even, he, like, went to go talk to, like, a homeless man who, like, saw the whole thing. And, yeah, like, she had them practice, like, covering her head and, like, dragging her.
Right.
She's like, no, you have to do it again because it wasn't believable. So, like, I'm like, dang, girl.
It's, like, scary stuff, man. Like, I wouldn't want to be around her.
Hit is set up on a blind date at his apartment, and it is Carla. Hit apologizes for their previous date. Esther invites all of the parents to a meeting with Hit, and he tells them that their children are sick. Marga and her friends throw Lena in a dumpster.
Yeah, so Hit's roommate slash friend slash sister invited her boyfriend over and is like, oh, her boyfriend, my boyfriend's bringing a friend and we're gonna have a double date, right?
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay. And then when the double date comes over, it's Carla. And he's like, oh, shit, like, this is not great. But they seem to be, like, very into each other. Like, once they get over the hump of, like, sorry, I, like, showed you up, whatever, they're like, there's a lot of, like, sexual tension happening.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I forgive you because you're hot, so.
Pretty privileged, man.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Like, dang, she got over that, like, pretty quick. I'd be probably mad.
Well, I feel like she kind of was like, I know I was being, like, really annoying. But, so.
I mean, also, I feel like you shouldn't go on a first date, like, right after your dog died. I'd be like, sorry, I have to cancel because, like, I'm not in a, like, good state.
I feel like most people would understand, like, hey, like, my dog died. Like, I can't come. It's like, yeah, you're grieving. Yeah. So, yeah.
But they're going to do a redo, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Esther calls him and is like, hey, I got all the parents. They're coming tomorrow night. Like, we're going to have the meeting. And then he basically just, like, gives the same spiel he gave to the kids. He's like, your kids are sick. They need healing. And I'm going to be the chemo. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And all the parents, I feel like they kind of know. Because it seems like the kids act out at home, too. Except for maybe Lena.
Right.
But, like, yeah, all the kids are, like, they, like, talk back to their parents and they, like, don't listen. So they're like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Then, like, one lady's, like, taking notes.
She's like, oh, my kid is sick. Okay.
Yeah. Child equals sick.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's like, some weird tension between Hit and Esther. Like, Esther is, like, divorced. And she, like, finally, like, throws away her ex-husband's, like, stuff. Who she's also, like, been having an affair with.
Right, like, they're still sleeping together, but his supposed new girlfriend is pregnant, I think?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? But, yeah, so she's, like, finally over her ex, maybe. And then she's like, oh, like, do you want to go out to dinner with me, Hit? And he's like, oh, I'm actually having dinner right now. So,
yeah. And then she just starts crying. And I was like, oh, Esther, sad. No. But, like, they're endgame, right? Like, Esther and Hit, obviously. Yeah.
They might have, like, some kind of history, too. We don't know
that. It's because back to the conference when she's like, when he calls her out for her phone ring, she's like, oh, you called me out again. And he's like, again. And she's like, you don't remember the first time? And he's like, no.
Yeah. And she's like, mad.
So there is something like previously. But yeah, I'm like, I mean, I'm jumping ahead to who's endgame, but Esther and Hit.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's something going on.
Yeah. And like, we don't really care about the kids yet. So anyways, but like, while this meeting is going on, Marga and her friends are like throwing Lena in a dumpster, which, like,
yeah. I was like, okay.
Sure. yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, checks out, yes.
Yeah, they have this, like, big feud going on. And it seems like there are two groups of delinquents. Like, one on Lena's side and one on Marga's side.
And yeah, then, like, it's very, like, fighting. Jets and Sharks? Is that what?
Yeah.
Is that, like, what West Side Stories? Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rival gangs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not really gangs, but yeah. But yeah, that's how the episode ends. Are you gonna continue watching, Amy?
Probably not. Same. I mean, honestly, it wasn't a bad episode, but yeah, I'm not always, like, too interested in, like, the teachers' lives that much.
Yeah, ew.
So, you know, I prefer
watching,
like, teen dramas about
teens. Also, this one was, like, long. It was over an hour. It's like last week. Like,
that's true, it was long.
What are we doing here? Like, no thank you.
I know, like, especially if this show was on TV, I'm like, was it like an hour and a half show? Because what about commercials?
I don't know how Spanish TV works.
Yeah.
Do not know. I mean,
like K-dramas sometimes are like over an hour long too. Mm. I'm like, oh my gosh, these are really long.
Like, you have to be like very compelling.
Yeah.
To get my attention for that long.
Like, yeah. So I'm like, it's like a
teen drama. Movie. Yeah, like a teen drama, unless it's like very like high budget, well done. Like, I just don't think this one was like, okay, so like last week's, like We Are Who We Are, like that one was at least like very high budget. Like, it was giving movie.
Yes.
Budget. Mm-hmm. So like, even though like the story wasn't like, I didn't find super compelling, like it was at least visually interesting. Like, I personally just did not like the visual storytelling of this show. Like, it was just like, I don't know. I just like, didn't get it. I think like, I just, it wasn't for me. So yeah, but you know, I do think like the acting's good. Like, I do think the guy who plays Hit is good and like, it's an interesting premise, but mm-hmm. meh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would be like curious to see how he gets like the kids to reform.
I know. Right.
But yeah, I don't know if I could like sit through it.
Yeah. I do think Lena is actually a very interesting character. Like that. Like, I'm like, ooh, like, tell me more about this person. She seems insane. Like, I do think that is, like, interesting. But overall, I don't know. Like, again, like, I don't care about Hit's love life. Like, why did we see his entire TED talk? Like, it's just, like, some interesting choices that I don't care for.
Yeah.
But I also am interested to hear his backstory, though. Like, the like being a teacher in America and experiencing a school shooting and, like, all of that is, like, interesting. There's just, like, too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Altogether. Well, that is it for this week. If you like our podcast, please give us 5 stars and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week, we'll be watching The Walking Dead World Beyond.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.